The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The NHL playoffs start tonight, Tony. Do you have hockey fever?
Tony Kornheiser, I did. But the swelling went down after I iced my puck. Can I say that? Oh, it sounds funny,
I'm
right?
I'm not sure.
I think I can say that.
I think it's funny. Is it naughty or funny?
It sounds funny. I think it's probably naughty, but it sounds funny. Yeah, I said it. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Clippers upset the Suns. Jalen Hurts gets a huge new deal, and the NHL playoffs get underway. But we begin today with the NBA playoffs and a couple of high seeds losing at home and suffering notable injuries. Miami beat the East's number one seed, Milwaukee, as Giannis Antetokounmpo went out with a back injury. And the Lakers beat the West's number two seed, Memphis, as Ja Morant went out with a hand injury. Wilbon, which of these losses was the bigger deal?
Ja Morant, Tony. Ja Morant writhing on the ground in pain like that. His right wrist was already suspect, you know, and he had it wrapped, and he was going into it sort of admitting that by having it wrapped. And he lands like that. I was just glad that there was no fracture. I was glad that the x-rays came up negative. But they can't win without Ja Morant. They can't beat the Lakers without Ja Morant. They had a lead yesterday, and they couldn't beat the Lakers at home without Ja Morant. And they're not going to. They're not going to game. If Ja Morant, and I know that last year they were something like 20-5 without Morant, Memphis in the regular season. These are the playoffs. This is the Lakers, who are a much better team, a much better roster, in a much better mood, and much greater chemistry. And Memphis, despite all their talk and all their swagger, they're missing their own guys inside. Two bigs, two seven-footers who really anchor that thing. Memphis is in trouble. And Ja was sounded like he was holding a pity party in his locker, saying basically, woe is me, all the stuff I've been through lately, all the stuff he put himself through lately on and off the court. Yeah. So I don't see Memphis doing anything substantive against these Lakers without Ja being Ja Morant in full.
So I would say that the correct answer to which is the bigger loss is who is out for the longer period of time or who is less effective when they come back. All things being equal, if you lose Antetokounmpo, that's worse because he's the MVP of the league. I don't know how they win without him. But on their side of the draw, Miami lost Tyler Hero to a broken hand, right? A broken shooting hand.
In that
he's
series,
their third leading scorer, and he was the sixth man of the year a couple of years ago. So maybe Milwaukee survives that because it's almost like a trade-off. I understand what you're saying about Ja Morant. I think that Memphis is better without Morant than Milwaukee is without Antetokounmpo. But, Mike, I sat here a week ago and I told you I thought the Lakers were going to win anyway because Morant is playing under a cloud. Because all these stories about his behaviors have to take a toll, and I don't know how effective he was going to be. I watched 3 minutes, the last 3 minutes, specifically the last 3 minutes of the Lakers game in which they outscored Memphis 100-0. Rui Hachimura
15,
and Austin. What's Austin's last name? Austin
Reeves. Reeves. Out,
yeah, they got Powers, 100 points, and Memphis got no points. So I wonder how Dylan Brooks feels, saying, let's knock LeBron right out of the playoffs early on. Well, yeah. Dylan Brooks was minus 15, I believe, and LeBron was plus 7. So,
Tone, yeah. I answered your question fully about Ja Morant from my point of view because I think Giannis is going to be back. It's a bruise.
Okay.
It's a severe one. You fall from that height on your tailbone. I had one of those recently from about 18 inches. I'm still barely walking.
Yeah.
Giannis tried to play twice. He couldn't walk.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be in there. And each of those guys has an extra day because their series don't resume until Wednesday. So we'll see if that helps. Tone, you put the Suns in the finals 2 months ago when they traded for Kevin Durant. But yesterday, they couldn't even beat the Clippers at home in game one. Kawhi had 38 and significantly played 42 minutes. Russell Westbrook added some of everything for the Clips, who are still without Paul George, out injured. On the Suns side, Kevin Durant had 27, but the team's bench was outscored, get this, 34-10. Told you they didn't have any depth. So does this loss shake your previously unshakable confidence in the Suns?
My Suns. I didn't put them in the finals. When they got Kevin Durant, I said they were going to win the whole thing. I said they were the best team in basketball. And I will own that. I wish I had the statistic I'm going to quote now before I went out on that limb, which is that Kevin Durant is now 0-7 in his last seven playoff games.
Yeah.
0-7 and averaging 30 points, the indication being he cannot by himself lift his team into a victorious circumstance. So right now, Kendrick Perkins looks smart, and I look dumb. You mentioned that bench statistic of 34-10. And so I appreciate that, but I also appreciate this, Mike, and you've heard me say this for many years. Game one is the least important, least significant game in a Game 7 series. You and I have seen 50 teams lose game one and win the series, sometimes in five games. Even if they lose game one at home, which, by the way, four of the eight home teams did over the weekend. Half the league lost at home. So, I mean, what it comes down to is that every team pays a coach and every team allows a coach to look at tape. So now the pressure's on Monty Williams. Let's see what he can do. Let's see what he comes
up with.
And
he's a recent coach
to change
this
around.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tone, agreed. I agree with you. But look, and the Suns have some things that don't relate necessarily to any one player, but to the whole team. One, they look slow, and they looked weak. And Russell Westbrook, who's as old as any of them on the Suns team, is as old as Westbrook. He just bullied his way around the court, as you know Russ can do, and dared anybody to stop him from making defensive plays or grabbing offensive rebounds or stealing the ball or diving on the floor. And the Suns better come up with some energy because they looked like they had no energy. I don't care how great your core four are. If you get beat to the basketball and you don't have strength and you don't play with it, and the Suns did not, you will get beat. That bench you knew was weak, Monty's got to come up with something, Tony. Not down the line. He's got to come up with something
right
tomorrow
for
game two. You're right about game ones. I expect the Suns to win two and even a series, and I'm not jumping off yet either. But, Russ took it to
You do this with the Bulls all the time. Nobody roots for the Bulls more than you. As soon as they lose, you disassociate. So that nobody can say, oh, he's a fanboy. You love the Suns much more than I do.
I do.
You want the Suns to win more than I do.
I do.
My Suns.
Yes, mine, actually. Cactus, Saguaro.
Thank you.
Right back there.
Philadelphia, Saguaro. Watch out for that jumping thing that bites you as you walk by. The Philadelphia Eagles have just signed quarterback Jalen Hurts to a five-year extension. Hurts will get $255 million. $179.3 million guaranteed. Hurts had a great year. He took the Eagles to the Super Bowl. Wilbon, are the Eagles smart to commit to Hurts like this? And what does this mean for Lamar Jackson?
Tony, I think so. I think it was smart to have a five-year deal with a 24, 25-year-old quarterback. I mean, if you think that the long-term, and long-term in the NFL is like season after next, if you think it doesn't work out, you're going to take your cap hit whenever you take your cap hit if you don't restructure it or do something else with the contract, and then you move on because nobody lasts that long. The last guys who won a Super Bowl for the Eagles was 2017, and both of them were out in 2 years. So, you know, nothing lasts forever. Lamar Jackson may look at this, I suspect, and think that this is the beginning point for his negotiation. Although we've been told, I know I certainly have been, that the offers that Lamar got far exceeded $130 million in guaranteed money. The thing is, Lamar hasn't been to an NFC championship game. He hasn't been to a Super Bowl. He's won playoff game. As I like to point out, one more than Rex Grossman. No, actually less than Rex Grossman. Rex Grossman had to win two to get to the Super Bowl. So I'm not as stuck on the value of Lamar Jackson as others, most every ex-player on this network. But this is a good deal for Philly and Jalen Hurts, it would seem to me.
Jalen Hurts was 14-1 as a starter for the Eagles. That does not grow on trees. The owner likes him. The coach likes him. The results were there. He produced 35 touchdowns, 22 passing, and 13 running. He was Lamar Jackson. While Lamar Jackson was sitting on a bench in Baltimore because he couldn't get in the game, Jalen Hurts was Lamar Jackson.
Sitting at
what
home.
Does it mean for Lamar Jackson? I have no idea. I have no idea what Odell Beckham signing means for Lamar Jackson. The only idea I have is that Lamar Jackson representing himself seems to want more money than anyone offers, more guaranteed money than anyone offers. That seems to be the most important thing to him is guaranteed, fully guaranteed contract.
Which is
understandable. You can get it from the Haslams, but they gave it to Deshaun Watson instead. So, it just seems to me, Mike, that it lines up against Lamar Jackson. Because could he get $179.3 million? I was told he turned down 180.
180.
Because it was 108 turned it down. So what what exactly does he want? I don't know.
Tone, does this reset the market in any way? We don't know if this resets the market. If Lamar looks at this and says, aha.
He could get that deal. He could get that deal.
Sounds like he already had it.
Guaranteed.
Said no
to it. It's a lot of money. Let's take a break. Coming up, the Warriors lost game one to the Kings, but should they feel encouraged by their performance?
And the NHL playoffs begin tonight. Are the Bruins or the Oilers at the center of the more compelling game one?
I'm still waiting for someone on Memphis to score. No one scored.
So are they.
Three.
So are they.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
We love everyone who watches our show, even the ones who email us.
Let me get the first one here.
With game two tonight, should the Warriors be encouraged or discouraged after their game one loss to the Kings?
Oh, they should be encouraged, Tony. Look, it was an even game, you know, and Wiggins had a three that could have changed the outcome, and he didn't hit it. A well-designed play after a pass from Klay Thompson. And, you know, they got to figure they're not going to give up 38 again in game two to De'Aaron Fox as they did in game one. Now, I mean, Sabonis had no game one offense. He did have 16 rebounds. And so they're going to get, you know, a better performance from Sabonis on the Sacramento side. But if you're Golden State, you've been through this. Steph Curry has never started a playoff series 0-2. Never. Hadn't started that way. So that's what you'd be suggesting if they're not to be encouraged. And I just think this series sets up as a long, fascinating, compelling series. Game one, Tony, was offensive basketball at art level to me. I thought it was that rousing, and I can't wait to see more of it tonight.
I don't think the Warriors should be encouraged because they lost game one. You know, they lost to a team that hadn't won a playoff game in 17 years. But I don't think they should be discouraged. I mean, I just, it's game one. Remember, we talk about this all the time. It's game one. It's not a decisive game. It's game one of a series. And if I had to bet on anything, I would bet that Sacramento will not be as good in game two as they were in game one. I will bet that De'Aaron Fox does not get 38 points in game two as he got in game one. Did Malik Monk get 32 points? Did I read that correctly? Because I'm going to bet
Malik
he doesn't get
Monk
that.
Malik Monk was great.
Okay, I'm going to bet that they don't get that. And when you say Steph Curry has never gone down 0-2, the entire Warriors team has not gone down 0-2 in a playoff series since Steve Kerr became the coach in 2015. And you know how many series there have been? There have been 24 series.
It's a lot of series.
So at that point, that's why you're not discouraged. You're not
But that's
discouraged.
Why you should be encouraged. I'll that's answer the up. Question since you basically resulted in a push.
Semantics.
They should be
Semantics,
encouraged.
Semantics, my friend.
They're going to win.
Semantics. More intriguing NHL playoff series that begins tonight, Panthers-Bruins or Kings-Oilers?
Tony, I guess Kings-Oilers may have more artistry in it and may have just more offensive firepower, may. But I'm looking at Boston and playing the Panthers. And the Panthers, well, I know I said I'll take the field and you said you'd take the Bruins with their historic season.
I did.
For most wins and most points. Alex Lyon, their young goaltender, 6-0-1 to finish the season. Now, he hasn't played in the playoffs. He has no playoff experience. But the backup goaltender, Bobrovsky, has. He's got like 51, 52 games of NHL playoff experience. And they got Matthew Tkachuk, who is the kind of young man who can take over a series. You look to the goaltender first if you're going to upset a team like the Bruins. So I'm going to go with the Bruins and the Panthers series as my top compelling thing to watch tonight.
That's fine. I mean, the case I would make for the Kings and the Oilers is that the Oilers have tremendous offense. They have three guys who finished in the top nine in scoring. And last year, these two teams played a series, and the Oilers won Game 6 and Game 7, two elimination games. So there's probably some bad blood there. But like you, I don't know how you can take your eyes off the Bruins right now.
Right.
The Bruins set a record for the most wins and a record for the most points. The NHL's been around 105 years. The Boston Bruins just had the best season ever. So you have to watch them. No matter what else you do, you have to have that game on in the corner of the screen. Right? And the Panthers, the irony here is that the Panthers last year, did they win the President's Trophy? Did they have the most points in the entire league? And were they eliminated early in the playoffs? Right there.
Yeah,
so that's what you want to see. So as good as anything else is, you got to watch the Bruins. Enough email.
Yeah.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Arch Manning will have to wait his turn at Texas.
And the Yankees get some injury news they've heard, you know, before. 36 teams have won the President's Trophy, Tony. Only 11 have reached the finals. Only 8 have won. 8 out of 36.
Mike,
so it's Mike, not looking great
it's the
historically
best
for the
season.
Bruins.
It's the best season in 105 years, Mike.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 75th birthday, Jeff Petrie. Petrie was the Portland franchise's first ever pick, 8th overall in 1970 out of Princeton. He was a two-time All-Star, co-rookie of the year with Dave Cowens in 1971, and he averaged 21.8 points per game in his 6 NBA seasons, all with Portland. Petrie later became the longtime general manager of the Sacramento Kings and was twice named Executive of the Year. It was Petrie who brought in Chris Webber and Vlade Divac and Rick Adelman to coach them. They produced the franchise's first winning season in 16 years in 1999, the first winning season since the franchise moved from Kansas City. Wilbon believes to this day that the Kings were hosed by the refs in the 2002 playoff series with the Lakers.
Oh, they were cheated. I know they were. I was there. Tony, Jeff Petrie, how about this? He didn't play on that Portland championship team in 77 because to get to the championship, he was traded to Atlanta for one of your faves, Maurice Lucas. And they won, of course, Lucas. With Walton and Lucas and Twardzik and Gross and unbelievable.
That's right. They were a great team.
Unbelievable.
They were a great team.
Great note. Distinguished
career. Great team. Happy anniversary, Mickey Mantle. This is posthumous, but on this day 70 years ago, in his third season with the Yankees, Mantle hit a home run that made him a legend. In the fifth inning off Washington Senators starter Chuck Stobbs, Mantle hit a ball off the football scoreboard and completely out of Griffith Stadium. The home run was estimated to have traveled 565 feet. The New York Daily News reported the ball was found in the backyard of a house near the stadium by a 10-year-old boy. Yankee PR director Arthur Patterson rushed outside the park, gave the kid a dollar for the ball, and promised to send him three new autographed baseballs. Patterson based the 565 feet on what the kid told him. That baseball resides in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York.
I don't know about those numbers, but the longest home run I ever saw hit, I was 5 years old. Five. The old Comiskey Park, Mickey Mantle on the left side. I think it's the first game I can remember. He hit the ball off the facade of the roof in right field, which no one, including Ruth, ever cleared. And my father just stood up with me on his shoulders. That's the only way I could see it. The first vision I have of baseball in my life is of Mickey Mantle rounding the bases after hitting it off the roof.
Good for you. It's a good vision. Happy trails to Arch Manning being the starting quarterback for the Texas Longhorns. Manning was the number one quarterback recruit in the country last year, but Steve Sarkisian said that Quinn Ewers was his starter after Ewers completed 16 of 23 passes in the Texas spring game. Ewers was the Longhorns starter last year, but didn't have a great season. Manning, who was the third Longhorns quarterback in the game, was 5 of 13 for 30 yards and often didn't have much time to throw. Don't count Manning out yet, though. There are people who think this might not be the final word. By lining up with Ewers, Sarkisian may have found a way to ensure Manning is not insanely overhyped all summer.
All of that makes sense. Let me put my own editorial comment in. Nothing's more useless than spring football unless it's televised spring football to a whole nation. And these things are local and regional and duh, don't get me started.
Well, I won't get you started, but I will say that being a quarterback from the Manning family, the third generation.
That's great.
People are interested in him.
We'll get there.
People are interested
around Labor Day. Okay. We'll get there. We got plenty of time. There's no rush.
You're a scold. Let's go to the big finish. Giancarlo Stanton reportedly out 4 to 6 weeks with a grade 2 hamstring strain. Is that a big deal?
Yes, but he's always hurt, always in the DL, and always seems to be the hammy for a guy who's that big and strong and tough and athletic. Shohei gave up one run in 2 innings before being pulled because of a rain delay. You disappointed?
I'm disappointed if he doesn't get the full run as a pitcher. But the Angels won the game, keeping him in the Angels for one more day, and he went 2 for 5. The Celtics, Knicks, and Nuggets all won their series openers. What was most impressive?
The Knicks. The Knicks at Cleveland. Come on now. I mean, the other two should have won their games. Denver and the Celtics should win at home as those higher seeds. Matthew Fitzpatrick, Wildcat, won the Heritage in a playoff over Jordan Spieth, Longhorn. Your thoughts?
See, I watched a lot of this yesterday. They had 3 playoff holes on 18 each time at Harbortown. And Spieth missed a couple of putts that could have won the tournament. Fitzpatrick hit a 186-yard 9-iron to 1 foot on the last
Wildcat
time.
Wildcat.
Fantastic
purple
shot. Last
That's
one.
Right.
Nets Sixers game 2 tonight. Who you got?
I've gone on record as picking the Sixers in a sweep. But I'm going to say this game goes to overtime. Philly needs a little OT to get game 2 and take a big lead in that series.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I hit it on the ground all the time, Mike. Hit it on the ground into the sand. I stink. I can't get the ball in the air.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Tony, you need to learn how to light the beam. It might give you strength.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.